Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
KENT HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis.
It's the Brown and Crouppen Morning After.
Hold my hand.
Oh, done.
In other words.
Jackson sent me a link this morning that Martin Scorsese's working on a Sinatra movie. Is that right?
Shorten that.
Like, not going to?
That's what's being reported by Variety. If I had to bet, I would say Scorsese. He's been attached to a lot of projects over the last 5 years and has made one movie. So he's an old man. He's already, like, making this another Jesus movie. I don't think it's going to happen. He's supposed to make an Andy Garcia movie with Jonah Hill. That's not happening.
Well, can another director do it?
I'm not mad. I love Martin Scorsese.
Nothing activates Jackson like film.
I like talking about it.
I know. There's nothing wrong with that. Hey, look, everybody. If you're watching on YouTube, you see JeffLottmann.com sitting right here in the studio. And we haven't seen you since you won. And the ladies at Incarnate Word won the state championship. Congratulations.
Again. Sir. Thank you. Yeah.
Assistant coach Jeff Lottmann.
It was an eventful week, and it was turned out fantastic.
What is it you're teaching them that leads to all these state championships?
Triple threat position.
That's exactly right.
That's all they work on.
What really? I literally just bring them food and tell them how great they are after Dan yells at them. You know?
Oh, it's just, you get to be the good guy?
I'm the good cop, and that's a fantastic role to play. I love it.
It's nice being a good cop, isn't
it? Yeah, but I tell you, he's got that thing rolling. You came to one of our games.
Oh, yeah.
The train is on the track. We just got to keep it there.
Yeah, they got the offense rolling. They never stop moving.
They're really unselfish, too.
They're
so unselfish. And, you know, we have one of the best, if not the best point guard in the nation, and she just verbaled to Indiana.
Is that right?
Yeah, she's great. I mean, if you haven't seen her play, she's worth price of admission. She's as good as there is.
I know some people are probably listening to this and wondering how Dan Rolfes is doing, considering what transpired after the semifinal game. You, of course, get a chance to see him and talk to him. What's the latest?
Yeah, you know what? I just saw him this week, and he is making some tremendous strides. He still has a long, long way to go, but from where he was to where he is now, it's miraculous. I mean, you talk about modern medicine and a miracle and a higher power. I mean, it's unbelievable.
The progress
has been amazing.
Yeah.
You know, he was at University of Missouri Medical Center and then recently just transferred to BJC. But per the Caring Bridge, they discharged him and he was at home. And I was so pleasantly surprised. And it was therapeutic for me to see him again, you know, because the girls just battled through on that final game. It was so emotional. And I mean, if there's not going to be a movie made about this, the world needs to hear this story.
Scorsese needs to make it.
Jackson says he's busy with other things.
I know Jackson can call that. You know, Brad. I'd like Brad Pitt to play me though. So you know.
Oh,
I think
sure.
That makes, yeah, I think yeah, that makes yeah, sense. Yeah, yeah, I think yeah. that's the right.
You think he might coach again?
You know, I'm not sure, but I think mentally he wants to. And you know what? I think he's going to give. I think they'll give him every opportunity to. And you know, his medical team is fantastic, and his wife and family are supportive, but I think it's too early for that. I think he just needs to continue to get better. But you know what? He's a stubborn dude, and I expect him to one day. But we'll see how it goes. He's still got a little bit good.
He's a relatively young guy still, too, like early 50s, isn't
he? Yes, yeah, he is.
Yeah, so he'll make big recovery.
Yeah, I think so. I was so positive and glad to see him and good to talk to him and see his family, and he's got a great support group around him. I mean, he's in good care.
We got this text here, Jeff. My family has known Dan and his family since he was a kid. So glad to hear his recovery is getting better. Scary stuff. Thoughts and prayers continue. That's from Gary Pinkel's cell phone etiquette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He has to be considered one of the premier high school coaches in the entire country, I would think.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And as you know, he was coaching the USA girls 15s. So even on the national level, he's very, very well respected. And there's no one that works harder than him. I mean, he'll go from an Incarnate Word game, and he's part of the Knights basketball club. He'll go coach fifth grade girls.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's relentless. And he's just a defensive genius. The guy, well, you saw his game plan. His game plans that he puts together are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Jeff Lottman in studio, JeffLottmann.com, Compass Realty. Boy, I was telling you this during the commercial break. I'm noticing a lot of houses going on the market here over the last, I feel like every day I'm getting a few listings. What are you seeing?
I agree. The market is picking up.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think it's definitely a seller's market, but I see a lot more activity and in all price points. I think below 500, it's still highly, highly competitive. But as we move up, you know, if they're moving ready, if they're finished, like we were talking about, they'll go fast. And, you know, Compass has just rolled out a program to help with those people that want to get their home ready. Like if they need to do a light renovation, fresh paint, fresh carpet, staging, Compass will advance them some money, and then they pay back for closing. And I mean, there's obviously some conditions apply, but I think they're forward thinking, so the people don't have to take their money out of wherever they are and get their house ready, because I still think it's a seller's market. If you ever wanted to sell, now's the time with the inventory low. And
now, so the counter would be, well, I'll sell and I got the equity, but now I'm gonna have to pay more because it is a seller's market to move. What would you say to people?
Yeah, I think so. But here's the thing: is we've talked about this before. Last time I was on here, if you're in a an early 70s ranch home in a neighborhood that doesn't support a million or a million and a half, and you're, instead of moving, you're going to put on an addition, well, if you need more space, go ahead and move. It's absolutely fine. I mean, the interest rates are going to change, and the lenders are really working hard to make it more and more affordable, but very seldom does the house going to go down. It's still going to appreciate. Mm-hmm. So as everything else goes up, new records are set every day. So I honestly think if you're thinking about moving, I mean, it's obviously a financial decision for you, but I think it's a great time.
Well, work with Jeff Lottman, JeffLottmann.com. Doug, that's where you go. That's where you go. He's with Compass Realty.
You still see a lot of people having to bid over asking price to get the house?
You know what? I think so. Under the 500,000, and you know what? Even up to 750, yes, I do. You know, I think it's leveling off a little bit. But, you know, we had 30 people through one that we listed in Clarkson Valley, and we had 8 offers. And it ended up selling over. There's just not a lot on the market. But crazily, where it's sold over is I still think in a year is going to be a great deal because everybody's going to improve right around Clarkson Valley and put money in their homes, and then they're going to need to put money in this home. But it's going to be a nice home. I mean, we've got to live and we got to move, and things are looking up.
Yeah. Just got this. Scissor Me Timbers, Jeff writing in. I don't know if you ever crossed paths. As a lender, it's easier for buyers to get their offer accepted on a home they love now and refi later than competing for the same home in a more competitive market. That's from Scissor Me Timbers.
I'd agree with that. I think, like I said, I think lenders are trying to do everything they can to keep the market moving. Mm-hmm. And getting people in the home, and they're coming up with a lot of creative things. And a lot of them are, you know, getting pre-approved and almost a full approval so they can go in as a cash buyer. And the lenders are working hard. I mean, they really are because, you know, the refi business has dried up a little bit. So on the new purchase, they really want to try to get as much new purchase. And there's a lot of great lenders out there. So
I always talk about Compass Realty with you. Let the listeners know what the advantages of working with you in Compass.
Compass is, it's a national brand. Yeah. So in St. Louis, we're relatively new, but one of the things that we have is the worldwide connections. And number two is that it's a technology-based company that's wrapped around as a real estate company. So as far as being able to find homes that are off the market, it's all about, obviously, my experience and my connections. But we have being technology-based, we have likely to sell and some things that a lot of these guys came from Silicon Valley that started the company. So what they're able to do is unbelievable to gain market advantage and knowledge. And that's why Compass in every other market is number one. They're the number one broker in the world in just like 8 years. But we've only been here in St. Louis three. So the strides we have made is unbelievable, and that's why I left and came there to be a part of it. And when you're, it's not a franchise, so it's a corporate company. So there's so many advantages. But the tools to find homes that are not on the market, and then the tools from technology base to list, nobody can compete.
They sold some of the most expensive homes I've seen in a while in California and Jupiter too. I think they're the ones that sold Justin Thomas's home for him.
It could be, you know, Jupiter. That's funny you said that, because the Fort Lauderdale Miami office is incredible. They're one of the top, and you know, a lot of the big producing agents are coming to Compass because of the technology, and it's easy. You just kind of plug and play, and then, you know, a lot of people, you know, they like the technology. They get the emails, as Tim said, but the connections is unbelievable. I just sent somebody down to. They just bought in Palm Beach, and, you know, I referred one to the Palm Beach office, and it's amazing. Yeah. I mean, that place is nuts. There's homes for 50, 60, 70 million down there.
Yeah, it's Doug and I are looking at some of those.
Yeah, the compound, TMA compound.
You wonder
compound.
What everybody does to have that kind of money?
Yeah, I don't.
It's usually
no
HD2 for
radio,
the most part.
Radio guys.
Yeah.
105.7.2.
Absolutely. If you are in the market, Jeff is the best agent in town. We have used him on multiple sales, including last summer when he sold my mother-in-law's house. Jeff is the real deal. That's from Kurt's former coworker.
Well, that's fantastic. That's nice. Yeah. I'd like to thank my mom for
She's sending a text. Fantastic. Loyal listener.
No, that's Brian's a great guy, so I really appreciate it.
Jeff Lottman is a wonderful sponsor in this program. This is home buying season and home selling season. JeffLottman.com. Yeah, think about it. Jeff, always good to see you, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much
for
coming in, man.
Well, thanks, Jeff.
Yeah. There he is, Jeff Lottman, Compass Realty, in studio here, a loyal sponsor of TMA and state champion basketball coach.
Oh, he's right. Just doesn't believe it.
Thanks, Jeff. Good seeing you, brother. Yeah. Jeff Lottman with us here on TMA in studio. It is the Schaefer Door Company, 9 o'clock hour. Schaefer Door Company, sponsor of our 9 o'clock hour. Doug, why don't you tell people about Schaefer Door Company? Do it. Yeah.
Well, if you want more, you call Schaefer Door.
Oh,
boy, there's another little slogan that's just going to blow up.
Did it again.
Yeah. You got a garage door that's not working right. There's really nothing more frustrating than that. But there's nothing more satisfying than just being able to pick up the phone and call Schaefer Door, and they'll be right out there to get it fixed. I mean, lickety-split, especially on Monday mornings. You have problems over the weekends. They have a Monday morning standby service for those doors that break over the weekend. They'll get right out there and get you going again, because if your garage door won't go up and the garage door won't go down, you got problems. And I don't mean you got little problems. You got big problems. Schaefer Door is experienced to take care of those kind of jobs, any job, small job, big job. Maybe you got a business with those enormous garage doors and you're wondering, who do I call with this? Schaefer Door Company. You got a small garage door. Who do I call with this? Schaefer Door Company. You call them. That's what they do. That's what they can handle. Business been around a long time. Multiple family members working there. Their service technicians are not commission based. So if you've just got a small problem with your garage door, that's what they'll fix. Just a small problem. And they're not going to try to sell you a whole new garage door system. Of course, they can do that if you need it, but maybe you don't need it, and they won't sell you that. Go to SchaeferDoor.com. That's SchaeferDoor.com. Or you call or text 636-782-3608. You want more? Call Schaefer Door. Schaefer Door is a Clopay Master Authorized Dealer.
Transform your story at Illinois Recovery Center. At Illinois Recovery Center, the team believes in the strength of every individual's journey to recovery. Whether you're taking the first step or continuing your path, the IRC's dedicated team is here to support you. Why choose Illinois Recovery Center? Their holistic healing approach, expert care and guidance, safe and welcoming environment, tailored programs for lasting recovery, and top-notch facility and accommodation. They also have that family program that Chris and Eric were in studio last week talking about. The IRC builds the unwavering determination to thrive beyond the shadows of the past. Whether you've made the life-saving choice to seek help on your own, or you want to be prepared for the other end of an addiction intervention with a loved one, the chance to learn about addiction recovery is available to you at the Illinois Recovery Center in Swansea. If you or someone you know Once more information about the Illinois Recovery Center, please call 888-472-9559 or visit IllinoisRecoveryCenter.com. Design, air, heating, and cooling email of the day coming your way here in the Schaefer Door Company, 9 o'clock hour, about 9:45. Jackson and I are going to go down the hallway. We'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Been doing it for about 28 months now. We know what to expect, but I don't know exactly what to expect specifically on April 18th, 2024. Jackson, why don't you let Doug know what you have on today's itinerary?
Breaking back out the old Little Pills Thursday thoroughfare.
Yeah, I like that.
Doesn't sound like a lot to me.
Okay.
We're going to break down the Cardinals and A's.
Well, maybe not super in-depth. We'll definitely discuss it.
Well, yeah.
Steven Matz.
Not that great.
Not great.
Cardinal offense really starting to come to life.
Yeah.
They've played 19 games now. That's like about the equivalent of a high school season. Some of these averages are just really frightening. You see some of these averages that they're hitting?
Well, why do you hate Paul Goldschmidt's .82 average and .517 OPS? Time for an extension. Lock up the legs.
Nolan Gorman's hitting .191. Siani's hitting .67. Scott's hitting .89. This is not one or .289. This is .89.
The best they can do is pull the ball down the line. That's the new Cardinal home run. Is a ball that barely squeaks in to the fair territory right over the third or first baseman's
head. I have to tell you, Contreras had one or two of those yesterday, didn't he? Mm-hmm.
Newpar had one. Yeah. Arenado had one. That's all they can do is just pull it down the line. Doug, you'd be fresh out of dollar bills if you were on the sidelines there.
In years past, we used to always blame the hitting coach. You can't get anybody straightened out.
Jeff Albert.
Are they prepared? Do they not get the scouting report that other teams need? It's just incredible that an entire lineup of players can't hit.
Mabry still on this team?
John Mabry? No, he's gone.
When did he leave?
Oh, 10 years ago or so.
No, he was a hitting coach.
Well, we know that.
Well, he didn't leave 10 years ago.
Probably 6 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had a lot of other great ones since.
There might have been 900
he's,
people.
He's working
that
with the Marlins, for the record. I hate to do what Plowhawk, you're active on the Reddit page. They say I'm moving to Puerto Rico. And,
yeah, you got to play a little condo
and have huge. A gambling problem. So yesterday I had a fiduciary responsibility and I hated to do it, but I had to take the A's with the plus money. Mm-hmm. I also had to take the under on a Thursday getaway flying back across the country. And Doug, the fantasy pitcher, Jackson and I looked him up because we were going to pick him up on the waiver wire on Balloon Party because we were very busy. But you had him.
Blackburn, I've had him all year. That was the first earned run he's given up the whole season.
His over or under for strikeouts was 4.5. So I fired a unit on each one of those plays, and I was profitable. Hit 2 out of 3. Missed the over or under by a run.
And their reliever, Mason Miller, is as good as any closer in baseball.
He throws at 102 miles an hour.
Yeah. He's nasty. Yeah. That pitch you got Arenado on inside, was how are you going to hit that?
So,
is it possible Oakland's better than the Cardinals? Got about the same
almighty.
Record.
I also bet, because, again, gambling problem, Puerto Rico house, the over for the A's win total this year, which I think I got at 57.5, and I'm looking pretty good on that. 57.5 isn't too many
they're
wins.
They're 8-11. Well, if you got pitching, you got a chance, and they've got some.
And they got good pitching.
They got good pitching. We got okay pitching.
I think they're on pace. That would put them on a pace for about 64.
I think it's higher than that.
Season eighth of the way over.
I can do it, Doug. I'll take my St. Louis University High School algebra and put it to good use here for you if you want me to.
Played 19 games.
Oh, God.
Eight wins in 19 games equals how many wins in 162 games? 19 times 162. You set up that little formula.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
You multiply
right now.
8 times 162 and then divide it by 19.
Oh, God. I didn't plan on doing this
today. No, but you can do it now.
I just want an eighth of the season over, so 8 times... 8 is 64.
Mm-hmm.
68.2 wins.
Okay.
So I finna cash in. Tim, I will take you to a Gamblers Anonymous meeting. It's from Stephen Wildwood. Yes, my $10 bet on Jason Day to win RBC Heritage is going to strap the family this
week.
Well,
you may need some help.
Did you take the White Sox Royals under half in the first inning? That was Jackson's big play. We talked about it in the 7 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm. I was nervous it wasn't going to carry over because that game was postponed on Tuesday. But it did. Enhancement reward. Thanks, Bear Down.
Guys, bet the White Sox every day to lose every day. It's got to be profitable. That's from Chairman Kurt, fan page, club champion.
Yeah, they're really terrible. Bad.
Yeah.
They have two wins so far, Doug. and they don't score a whole lot.
Yeah, you said, what, like 2.4 average runs
Less
per game?
Less than that, actually.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's brutal.
You're probably minus 280 to minus 340 every game you play against them.
I want to spread your legs and lick that taint. Girls have taints. Boys have chokes. That's from the recovering alcoholic from Belleville, North Dakota. Well, he's a sponsor.
Recovering alcoholic, Belleville, just got himself suspended for the comments. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Even though he runs the Illinois Recovery Center, he's going to need help. Physician, heal thyself. He's going to need to go to the Illinois Recovery Center to get some treatment. Recovering alcoholic from Belleville, suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time.
And who is he talking about?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Is anybody's taint? Yeah.
Switching gears, guys. Tim, if I show up to Ted Drew's next Thursday, can we set up my granddaughter with one of your boys? She's 3.5. I can send pics.
Oh,
that's from Stephen Wild, 81 Milagro Tequila.
Gosh.
Listener of the year. And I think he's going to win the Fan Page Club Championship. I really do. He's getting 20 pops.
Well, I don't think a high handicap will ever win. They'll choke.
Oh, Stephen Wild.
High handicaps will choke in the clutch. They will. They're not used to making pressure shots.
Yeah, but it's not like a 7 handicap plays big money games. You know
but
what I mean? Not
that this is much better money. Players.
Well, I'd agree with that. But, yeah, anybody can wet themselves. Look at Ricky sleeping on a lead. You know what I mean?
Well, I just think the lousy player is a lot more likely to blow up completely. The pressure's on.
Tim, what's your unit size? And I ain't talking gambling unit. Thanks. Huntley Hamburger. Mm. Jackson, would you release your unit size as 20?
In non-football time.
Non-football time. Non-wartime. Wartime conciliari.
Yeah, wartime, it goes down to 10 because I'm placing a lot more bets.
Look at this guy.
Okay.
I guess if you listen to the show, and I'm always talking about numbers, I could see how if you're hypersensitive to gambling stuff, you'd be like, oh, you got a gambling problem. I know the truth, so I don't really care.
I didn't really know if you did or not, and then I went to the Reddit thread. I'm like, oh, my God, he obviously does.
No, I haven't had a chance to check out the Reddit thread just yet. Maybe I should do a Q&A on the Reddit. How do you think that'd play?
Terribly.
You'd shut down the Internet. I actually think the World Wide Web would shut down for the day.
I'm sure you saw where Jonte Porter banned for life.
Absolutely.
Basketball.
Made 21 grand life. Betting, made $2.3 million in backable. He chose the betting route.
He just didn't do it really well. I'm sure other guys have done it, and I just don't think he executed
that's
the scam.
My thing. Like, they're reporting that the guy placed an $80,000 parlay on all of Jonte Porter's unders. That's such a red flag on a two-way player who barely gets any clock, and you're going to put an $80,000 parlay on it?
But
not Jonte, but the guy who he disclosed information
to. And then what, DraftKings said we're not paying this?
Yeah, they froze that bet and then reported it. And
it just makes you think the game's not on the level. I mean, we've already heard a ref from a few years ago saying the refs were in on it, and now we've got a player who's in on it.
I mean, if Donahue doesn't get anybody thinking, I mean, that was, 15 years ago?
Yeah,
at least. Even longer than that, maybe?
Yeah. And now we've got players that we know are in on it, and it's not on the level.
Yeah.
I just don't get, I just to have a contract such as that, even for, like Jackson said, a two-way player to make a couple million in your basketball career, to think about betting on random sports, if I'm not betting on my own and making my own way to make my money, betting on my own team and me missing a shot, that makes more sense to me, honestly. But just randomly betting on random games when you got all that cash?
Yeah. Well, the one thing wealthy people want is more. They want more money.
But he can invest that.
Wealthy people use money as like poker chips. You know, it's to make more. Anytime I would run deep in a poker tournament, I would usually have a big stack super early because then that allowed me to play more hands. And you can then apply that to investing, or if you want to call it gambling investing, I wouldn't. Then you take the chips, and then you can diversify and then build more. And so you have that element of knowledge, but then you also can have the addiction of greed. And here's a guy who just absolutely blew it up. And, boy, the NBA didn't really mess around with that. That moved very quickly.
Yeah, well, they can't mess around with that. They can't have the perception out there that the game is fixed.
They know how far back it goes? Is there any evidence that he was doing this at Mizzou?
No, I don't know.
Guys, Bills Self's boys would never do that. That's from Todd Reesing. No. Plowhawk, that's your opponent in the first round.
I'm excited to play him.
Bill Self?
No. Todd Reesing.
His boys.
I'm excited not to give or get any pops. Kind of a fun little straight-up battle.
I got the straight-up, too.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, Ken is super rattled for his match with Licks. I wouldn't be surprised to see him shaking like a leaf the day of the match. That's from Big Tough.
He does seem to get nervous.
What do you see about me that seems rattled about playing Licks?
Shaking knees?
What signs have I given off?
Big Tough, the action's back on you. You can call into the Callier and Thompson phone line and give your answer or email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Guys, this fall stadium revamp money grab story was planted. It's the DeWitt family beginning the process of moving the Cardinals to safer Nashville. Plans are already in the works for a ballpark next to Nissan Stadium. Music City Baseball Group has some big hitters. Check it out.
No, I don't.
We talked about that. We talked about the investors that are in on that.
I think Nashville might get an expansion team, or Tampa Bay. Well, Tampa Bay's not going anywhere. They're building a new stadium, too. But the Cardinals aren't moving anywhere.
Baseball expanding would shock me. Just
they're going to expand.
Like another two teams? Isn't that what it is?
Another two teams. I think it was going to happen right around now, and then my understanding from a primary source, actually, is that they're holding off because they want to use it in the next CBA, because then that means there are however many more major league players if you expand by two teams, whatever the roster sizes would be at that point right now, 26 and 40 mans.
Could have been the supply chain problem. They couldn't get enough bats and balls in.
There's also that.
Well, I'm trying to think of, like, the talent level in baseball. Is there enough for...
The Chicago White Sox offense says yes.
Mm-hmm. But, like, with you got to have minor league teams attached to that as well. You're talking hundreds of players each team that they're – I don't know if there's an appetite for it, but I didn't know that.
I apologize to the White Sox and their fans. They won yesterday. They're now 3-15. They've scored 38 runs in 18 games.
If you're the White Sox, wouldn't you have to have had the thought of moving to a city where you're the only team there? You're not in the ghetto. You don't have a lousy stadium. You don't play in the shadow of the Cubs.
I went to Comiskey.
If you could have Nashville all to yourself as the White Sox, wouldn't that be interesting?
100%. I bet you a lot of teams are looking at Nashville and just salivating, similar to what football did with L.A. and Vegas. They're like, oh, I cannot wait to get there.
What happened there? Weren't they pretty successful under La Russa those few years?
Not really La Russa. I mean, they had good success, but that team has been gutted. It looks awful. And they... I mean, Moncada gets injured every single year. Luis Robert gets hurt almost every single year. Is it Robert Robert? Have we decided on that?
Well, he decided. His family did. Robert. It looks like it should be Robert.
It should be, right?
But it's Luis Robert.
Doug, I played Hawthorne yesterday. Shot 42, but 3-3 putts. And on 7, I had 3 chips from the trap.
That's Forest Park.
Mm-hmm. Who's that?
Chairman Stephen Wildwood.
Yeah, that sounds like the way I play.
No way.
You play golf more than Scheffler.
Anybody asked what he shot?
But he just offered it up.
7, you got to lay up. Going for the green is a fool's errand.
I can't picture the golf hole, Doug.
Short. Every hole on every course?
Very short par 4, but traps all around the green. Very narrow entrance if you want to take driver.
You like that very narrow entrance? I like that.
I don't care for it.
You lay it up to about 70 yards, and you have an easy chip. Worst case you do is par.
I think I know the hole you're talking about.
No?
It's kind of heading back towards the clubhouse.
The tee box, your back would be to the Missouri History Museum.
Oh, okay, I'm on the wrong course then.
Well, Warson with Wacko has sent this in 3 times in a matter of seconds. He must mean business. Iggy, you are welcome to come use Algonquin's range, short game area, and course as much as you want prior to your match against... the Dome Janitor Nacho Cheese Stirrer Licks. I'm here to support you and literally anybody else who exposed this tea bag for what he is. A liar!
Oh.
That's from the Warson Woods Wacko. Look at that. You got a membership.
Yeah, invite me out to play.
I think he just did.
I think the poor's greenkeeper, I think that's late May, early June. Well, excited to get out there.
He can take me on whatever he wants.
Oh, I love it.
Get some work in.
Just give me a day.
Well, just because next someone week. Says you can go out to Algonquin, does it mean you can really show up and
he's
start
a member,
playing?
So if he's asking me to come out and play with him, I'm sure he's going to have to be there. can't just go out and say,
you have to be his guest.
Hey, Orson was wacko, said I can play whenever I want.
That's what I'm saying. He'd have to be there to greet you.
I know Johnny Layton.
With all due respect, Jackson, I think driver right of the green on seven's the play. That's from my opponent, the Pope.
I just think you bring a lot of trouble into play.
Like, do you think you bring trouble into
play?
There's
a tree over there. Then you could.
I can't picture the hole.
It's immediately following a very gettable par five.
The skinker stinker.
Nope. You're thinking of Redbud. This is the flat course along Lindell. So the par five is along Lindell. It goes all the way. You can see the History Museum right at the green. And then you turn around. So now your back is to the History Museum, going back towards the clubhouse. Short par four, par five following.
Okay.
Danger never comes into play in my mind. I'm just going to hit a shot that I want, and I know it's not going to work, but who cares?
Right. So you're going to be in trouble no matter where you hit it.
Yeah, when the guy forced me, he said, hey, you need to go right here. You need to go right here. And I just took the 3-wood left and shot it in the woods. It's what I wanted to do.
But usually,
was it the result I was looking for?
Normally, you can stand on a tee box and know where you should go. It's just a matter of doing it.
That's the fun thing
about
golf.
Someone says, don't go right here. Well, no kidding. There's water over there. It's whether you can keep from hitting it there.
Yeah, you got to watch that sand trap. I saw it out there, but, like, my ball doesn't know that. Mm-hmm.
Talk to Stan the caddy.
Yeah, that guy.
Plausy. Stan told him where to hit it, and Plausy said, nope, I'm going the other way.
It was so great. God, it was
He said,
great.
You're not going to be able to hit left. Go right. And I said, I'm going to go left, and he just shook his head. He was so pissed.
He wasn't until you struck the ball, it caught the trees, then bounced back to your feet, and he shook his head. And I think we were only on, like, 12, and he's like, I'm sure internally he's like, I got six more holes of this crap, and I know these guys aren't going to tip for anything. Right. Licks, come get brisket anytime you want. We need your protein levels high. I'm here to support you in any way you need. That's from Chairman Kurt. Mm. Doug, should a chairman, like, did Chairman Ridley, like, support Scotty Scheffler last week?
Probably. Probably did. Scheffler doesn't need much help. He just kind of puts his head down and stays quiet and hits perfect shot after perfect shot.
Well, he can't win this week because Alejandro Tosti is now 5-under as he heads to the toughest par 3 on the PGA Tour, number 14, at Harbortown.
How far is that?
I think they play it from like 210, and if you miss left, you got problems because you're going to be chipping to a green that runs into water, and if you miss right, you're in that water. So...
Two weeks ago, I went dead
into the water. I was playing the back tees and just didn't. I just didn't have.
Well, didn't anyone tell you don't hit it into the water?
Yeah, I was just bad that day, and I knew it. I was like even through four, and I'm like, I know I'm doing this with smoke and mirrors, and I have a sense that it's going to implode. And sweet mother of mercy, did it to the tune of an 88. God in heaven. Alejandro Tosti is leading Scotty Scheffler not on the course. The over-under for Scotty Scheffler's finish this week is 5th. Does he do it again?
I'm surprised he would even play again the very next week.
It's a signature event, and the tour players are required to do it. No. And if they skip, it's an issue. So that's the reason. If it was not, I assure you, he would be in Dallas with his 38-week pregnant wife.
Yeah, I bet he was praying she would go into labor like immediately on Monday.
That's why when I was building rosters this week, I'm like, I want to take Scheffler, which then you had to totally alter your strategy. If you're going to take him, you got to put him on him damn near every roster. But I'm thinking, what if she goes into labor? He's bolting.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's the risk on it. So part of me was thinking about betting against Scheffler and betting against Burns because both their wives are super pregnant in matchups.
Burns is playing well early.
Doug Burns is 2-under through 6. You were keeping your eye on him?
I wasn't really.
Grillo is now back-to-back bogeys, and it's falling apart for him.
Time to go.
It's time for him to go.
Okay. Time to just leave? Just shut it down? Leave his clubs right there and walk off?
I withdraw.
I don't know that he'll do that.
You think he'll WD after back-to-back? But that's not the kind of stick-to-itiveness that got him to the tour, probably.
Well, he was listening to the show when he made his 3 birdies and said, oh, Iggy's got me.
So that's what it was. He's screaming.
Well, you noticed right after I said he's on my team, he went bogey-bogey.
He probably didn't notice.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'd probably take under five.
You think he will do better than that?
No, I think he'll finish below fifth place. I mean, he's got to at some point. I mean, he's just worried about his wife. He just won a second green jacket. There's got to be kind of a, I know he's good, but there's just got to be kind of a downward turn after a period of time.
I was going back and forth, and I'm like, if these guys are there, it's so, for lack of a better term, easy for him, and we don't think of it that way. But, I mean, what he does is not like, I got to be dialed in. He just hits balls to a tight shot dispersion.
Yeah.
And so if he's going to be there, he's going to do it. And it's not like he's a bomber guy, and that course isn't a bomber course. I bet a lot of them won't be taking driver off of, I don't know, more than half the non-par threes.
Well, there's so much water in play, and it's so tight.
This is
and the greens are so small.
Right. And, I don't know. Yeah.
That's the only reason I took Obert off my team is because it's...
Dougie took Ludwig off.
His short game really isn't that good.
Okay.
And you need a short game here.
Well, you need a short game everywhere.
Yeah, that's
yes, you do. You need a short game everywhere.
Yeah, if you don't have any rough and you have huge greens, you're probably going to hit every green.
A lot of these guys,
you watch the stats this week.
Watch them.
Greens and regulation is going to be well under 50%.
Okay.
What are you watching?
I'm not going to watch that.
Well, look at the stats after the
tournament. I'm not going to.
It'll help you for next week.
Nothing helps me from next week. I blindly draw.
Every time Ken offers an opinion, I immediately remember that last week, this 65-year-old savant learned that taxes are taken out of his paycheck. And just an hour ago, he learned how time works.
You learn something new every week.
Yeah.
Morning team ran into a loyal listener in Ladue last night. There was a chain gang cleaning up the streets and pickers and 5-gallon buckets. The new guy was wearing a Run TMA shirt. He said he was working off the loan his father-in-law gave him to build a retaining wall to keep his split-level starter home in Hazelwood from falling into his above-ground pool. Great guy. He said he's a big wheel and he has fans known as Mr. Licks. Thanks. That's from Ellen Foley's chief of staff.
You guys have a chief of staff?
Not yet.
We could all use one of those.
Ellen Foley was just a backup singer for Meatloaf, who I interviewed. I don't think she had a chief of staff.
Wait, hold on a second. The field will hit less than 50% of the greens this week. This guy sounds like he's interested in a wager, Iggy.
Yeah.
That's from the 618. If you want to set up a wager, Callier and Thompson phone lines. Meanwhile, it's time for the designer eating goal email of the day. Ann Young, Reddit sounds like it should be on the dark web. Why? Because it just sounds filthy. Signed, the guy who actively pirates OnlyFans leaks. What's that? Well, they just showed up on my screen. I don't know how they got there. Thanks. That's from number one Asian intern Brian Henshin. He's not on Reddit, but he is active on YouTube under the pseudonym ASMR Princess Ivana, comma, fully clothed. Find the page, hammer the subscribe button, and click the bell for notifications, and she will whisper you directions to the nearest Otis Spunk Buyer distributor.
I found it.
Brian Henshin, where are you going to get this muffin?
Hall of Fame Dave told me.
Where?
Unless it was a typo, he said a place called Quick One.
Quick One.
Quick One. Convenience store?
Yeah, it's on Fifi right by my house, so I'll check it out.
Fifi. Okay. My dog, grandma's dog name.
Ann Young, who came up with 24 hours? Thanks, number one Asian intern Brian Henshin again.
Brian Henshin, point two.
Watched the towering inferno last night. Steve McQueen was so badass. Never seen anything like it until Tim's 7 o'clock hour. And he did it without wearing a fire suit. Cute story, the first time I saw it, my buddy Butchie was upset because of our buddy Richie's dad had broken up with him. It was sad because they had been dating as long as it takes the moon to go around the earth whilst rotating on its axis from east to west. Butchie threw down a slug of dollar bills and bought a monster box of candy. Fatefully, Richie was sitting right in front of us. Butchie wanted to teach him a lesson and threw a candy at him. Well, he had the accuracy of a shoot from the hip strode cast and missed by a cowpoke mile. Hit security guard Gilbert in his protruding sweaty bell. Oddly, Butchie had a big smile for a guy being in Dutch. Hour later, the movie just stopped. As the lights came on, the whole theater turned around, and there were security guard Gilbert and projectionist Billy naked on their bellies with their buttocks covered with half-eaten rainbow Skittles.
No.
Turned out Butchie had been eating their asses, acting like he was a new Guinean cannibal? It's from Manny, and then the last name is Canby. Can Blow.
Is that who it is? Minion Cannibal, you said?
No, Manny, and then the last name is Canblow.
Manny Cannibal. Okay, he's new.
This is what journalism is in its purest form. You may not like it, but that is what this is. How long does it take the sun to rotate around the earth? Who came up with the word day? Someone had to do it. Was it someone on Twitter? Who decided that a day has to be 24 hours? No, Doug, there are times when reproduction does not require a male. Before we tie a bow on astronomy and biology or even settle city planning and the efficient use of tax revenue, let's tackle the separate volumes of The Ringer and the phone when playing videos. But it really is on Cletus resending something when he knows that Mr. Strode is on the air and won't be able to help playing it right into the microphone while Tim's doing a live read. Cletus just has to be better. That's from Shooter McGavin, the vice president of Yacht Rock, which consists of Sailing by Christopher Cross, Come Sail Away, and Anything by Billy Ocean.
Shooter McGavin. McGavin.
You've heard of the TMA fan page on Facebook and the TMA subreddit on Reddit. Well, get ready for the TMA fax machine. From now on, if you want to voice your displeasure with a hard-to-find radio show that broadcasts from a tiny Ural eavesdropping bunker, you'll have to send your complaints via fax. Wah, the skeleton hurt my feelings. Wah, Iggy wipes his mouth on his shirt sleeve. Once a month, Chairman Kurt will collect all the whiny fax messages and use them as toilet paper because the only thing these complaints are good for is cleaning the mud from KG's Dirt Star.
Oh.
And why stop there? After you've sent your unhinged thoughts to the TMA fax machine, head on over to the TMA Yelp and leave a review. Wah, I didn't like the way the old guy breathed. Wah, Tim only reads texts from his private school buddies. Wah, my wife is having an affair and my kids don't respect me, so I say mean things about radio hosts as a coping mechanism. Wah, 1.5 stars, would not recommend. Better yet, why don't the TMA Reddit bros go to the nearest stoplight because another new idea has dropped, the TMA street corner. From now on, you can scream your complaints about Iggy's lip smacking the passing traffic because that will yield the same results as whining on social media. Tired of it! Mm. So the JV golf coach.
JV golf coach.
Oh my God. I was just trying to get in. They want a username for Reddit, and everyone I put in there is taken.
Oh, you're going to get on there?
Yeah.
Oh, you should get in there. Take it. Oh, man, I dipped my toe in. I wouldn't go full.
I'm not going to the TMA thing.
And now begins the descent.
I'm just trying.
I don't think you're going to be able to help yourself.
I'm just trying to find Princess Ivana. I'm not going to TMA.
Once you have that on your phone, that TMA is just one search engine
away. I have no interest
away.
In looking at it.
Doug, what are you, John Loves Bon Bombs?
I'm not on there.
Next thing you know, you'd be Howard Hughes collecting piss jars.
I mean, I think it's got to be fake. I typed in Iggy, then I typed in Cuckold 1. That's taken.
Oh, poor Doug taken.
I typed in
Cuckold 2.
I typed in Kenny with 4 N's and 4 Y's, and it's taken. I mean, how's that possible?
Try Cuckold 12.
Yeah.
Try Poopy McGilly.
Yeah, he texted in. Greetings and salutations. Been a fun few days having the Simon Birch of your production team browbeat the audience for the absolute take the segments are not being replayed within a small period of time, only to respond to nearly every comment stating there might absolutely be a glitch where segments are being replayed within a small period of time. What a riot it's been. Last night we heard the segment where Iggy had a dream about falling in love with a young immigrant boy crawling through his apartment window in the middle of the night 14 times in a row.
Yeah. That's actually funny.
However, we'd like to be crystal clear that we are staunch supporters of championing this segment being spun for 7.5 hours of consecutive plays in a Wednesday evening. Is it true? Who knows? Apparently, the skeleton has a mind of its own for 21 hours a day and every weekend. Maybe someone can get Gino to take a look at it.
He's real.
With any luck, we'll have the same response time as the 9-month golf video or yet to be released Freeze Maroon podcast. Anyways, we're on call when needed. Thanks. That's from the coalition of married listeners' husbands looking to third wheel Iggy's date with our wives at restaurants in neighborhood forts. We're putting a putt-putt team together for the event KG and O-Town is masterfully organizing. Doug, there it is, the Coalition of Married Listeners' Husbands.
Coalition of Married Listeners' Husbands.
And finally, on today's edition of Skelly Talk,
an easily triggered and obviously stoned board op doth protest too much and assures us the system might be glitchy and replay the same segments, but it's not his fault. I love how everyone is dragging this Indianapolis reporter for telling Caitlin Clark, I like that you're here, and making a heart gesture that she does with members of her family, and then told her that, quote, they'll get along just fine if she does it to him. I mean, this guy has zero game. He's probably never been laid or peed on in the bushes outside a married woman's house. You need to set the tone by calling her kiddo and then asking a provocative question like, at what age did you become sexually active? And if you're doing a one-on-one, go ahead and brush up against her boob and then act like it was an accident. I used that one on Jenny Finch. Who am I kidding? I could never bang a big-time female athlete like one of those. The best I could do was one of the non-stars in the Lady Bears Final Four team, and that was over two decades ago. These days, I'm retired from sex, and I only come out of retirement if a woman who may or may not be married wants to take me out to dinner and doesn't mind if I just lay there while she does all the work. Okay, gotta go now. I have to bang out 25 more hours of curbsodes before tomorrow's show. Plus, I need to get on Reddit and see if there's any Princess Ivana JOI videos where she gets topless. Then I'm going to till my small patch of grass next to the air conditioner. And maybe that neighbor will come over and I can ask to see nudes of his ex-girlfriend. I know it's totally creepy and borderline criminal, but when has that ever stopped me before? Doug, that's from Buck Swope.
Sure it is. Is
that criminal?
Buck Swope with a nice email this morning.
And that's what we have for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day.
Well, there's a few to choose from.
So much meat on that bone.
I'm going to go with Shooter McGavin. I thought he had the best. Shooter McGavin.
I'm going to agree, Doug.
Shooter McGavin ships it. The Design Air Heating and Cooling email today, and Shooter McGavin is now tied Tilly and Gus Grundlehort for the lead in the month of April. Jackson and I are going to head down the hallway, and we're going to do it today. It's a Thursday thoroughfare on Balloon Party, 101 ESPN and the 101 ESPN YouTube channel. Switch on over and participate in the discussion on the 101 ESPN YouTube channel. Time for us to shut it down. Closing out the Schaefer Door Company. 9 o'clock hour here on TMA for the Plowhawk, for Action Jackson, for Kenneth Inge Strode, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been TMA presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.